The Best Laid Plans, written by Mark Dady. Episode 3, Would Like to Meet.
Small Bone, it's me, God. Can you hear me? Oh, what is that useless angel doing with those things attached to his ears? Small Bone!
That you, God?
Of course it's me. Who else's voice would come booming through the ether?
I was listening to Ken Bruce on Radio 2. You've got similar voices.
I'll deal with Ken Bruce later. Right now, I demand to know what you're doing about your mistake.
My what?
Oh, don't do this. Don't pretend. I took a well-earned nap in the late Victorian period. Remember? Around 1885? Ring any bells?
Around 1885, you say?
Yes, and I woke up 130 years later to find that some idiot, i.e. you, had handed out the wrong plans for the 20th century.
20th century?
The plans you gave out were clearly marked the next millennium. Clearly marked and underlined. You stuffed 1,000 years of progress into a single century. Progress at 10 times the rate I planned. Traditional skills destroyed. Entire ways of life wrecked. A whole planet unhinged.
Oh, you mean the admin error?
Admin error? You've brought unremitting stress to billions.
Yeah, well, it was a fairly sizable admin error. Sorry about that.
My poor creation. It was never meant to be like this. Advances were meant to be gradual. They weren't meant to have radio until the 22nd century. And yet here we are with digital cloud stuffed full of music.
Yeah, the digital cloud is amazingly terrible. It's top of my list of things to get rid of.
And it wouldn't be until the 29th century that I'd whip out the incredibly exciting revelation of the Ferrero Rocher chocolate.
Oh, you're spoiling them.
No, it's you who's spoilt them, Smallbone. They've had so much development in one go, they're now inventing things I never dreamed of.
Ow! I thought we agreed firing lightning bolts was painful now that I've got a human backside.
You had to interfere, didn't you?
Don't worry, oh creme de la creme. I might be a lowly grade 7 angel, but I'll use this marvellous, if slightly singed, human body you've given me to unleash an earth-shattering revolution that will change everything back to how you'd like it. Only, I'm stuck in this garage.
I can't understand why Tanya lets you live in her garage. I really can't. Still, I suppose it proves that human compassion for hopeless cases is alive and well.
Tanya, yeah, good thinking. Tanya, hi. Oh, don't ask. God's got a bee in his bonnet. You couldn't let me out, could you? Can't quite work the lock. Thanks.
You're meant to be reversing progress, and yet what do I find? You still using a mobile phone. Ouch. There's too much reliance on technology. Humans are meant to communicate face to face.
No problem, Your Magnificence. I'll bring it up at the planet protest meeting.
It's pathetic, Smallbone. Either do something meaningful, or you can start a 10,000-year filing job in the other place.
Right. Well, the face-to-face thingy. I'll fix that. You'll see. Ah, Tanya. Thank God.
Come on, Smallbone. We're late for the meeting. Why are your trousers burnt?
Welcome to the weekly planet protest meeting. Where's Smallbone?
Yeah, he's just outside finishing his second apple Danish, Toby. A word of warning, though. He's got to think about people connecting more. He said God insists we launch a campaign.
Yes, Tanya, but God isn't chair of Camelton's fourth most effective protest group, which means I outrank him. So, item one.
Connect, respect, never reject.
Yes. Thank you, Susan. We've only got the room for an hour.
It's Athena. When I'm channeling, I'm Athena. It's not like I can choose the moment the goddess of wisdom, inspiration and arts and crafts takes over my body.
Yes, Susan. Athena. Item one.
Toby, it's a crisis. Cancel everything. God has spoken. He's demanding immediate action. It's the end days of communicating in person and we don't have a minute to lose. Oh, sorry. Must take this. Hello, who is it?
No phones in meetings, thank you, unless it's a life or death emergency.
Oh, I haven't checked my Facebook Spirit Group page.
Susan, no.
But I haven't got any loans or credit cards.
Smallbone, put that phone down.
I've only been alive 3 weeks.
Ooh, psychic kittens, 12 likes.
Right, that's it. All phones off. Oh, hang on, that's mine. Look, hang up your phones, everyone. This is supposed to be a meeting.
Well said, Toby.
Item one, the youth centre. The council doesn't have 10 grand for a new roof, meaning it will have to close. I propose we help raise the necessary funds.
Youth centre, meet, greet, possibly eat.
Yeah, saving a youth centre would be great. A place where people still communicate as God intended, in person, face to face. Mano a mano.
What did you say?
Mano a mano. Actually, don't ask me what it means. Two mafia gangsters said it in a film, then started shooting each other.
Smallbone, that's a great idea.
I don't think we should join the mafia, Tanya.
I'm talking about speed dating. We go with Smallbone's face-to-face idea, a speed dating event to raise funds for the new roof.
Yes, well, whatever I just came up with certainly gets my vote.
We'll hire the social club hall, get in a few tables. I reckon we should try to get, what, 50 people?
50? As it's such a great idea, let's go with 100 or 200. No, what am I thinking? 500.
I sense something strong, something universal. I sense true love.
Rubbish. But, any clues? I mean, male or female?
The mists are clearing.
I reckon it's you, Tanya. You'd make someone a great partner. Attractive, intelligent, and if I'm not mistaken, excellent childbearing hips.
Thanks, I think.
Let us ask the spirits. Will Tanya find true love?
Well, I don't mind if it's Prince Charming.
Forget Prince Charming or his stand-ins, Tanya. It's Mr. Wright you need. Someone sensitive, compassionate, generous.
The mists are closing in again.
Yes! Thank you for interrupting, Athena. Hadn't got to charming, humorous or good fun.
Or overbearing, arrogant or annoying.
The spirits are bidding us farewell.
Yes, well, meanwhile, back on Earth, we need some entertainment ideas. How about a top DJ?
Look no further, Toby. I can see me now, spinning discs, laying down some grooves, strobing lights, a smoke machine, giant video screens, a pyramid stage.
No, I want to be the DJ. That's why I suggested it.
Well, sounds like the job's taken, Toby. Now, I'd better get some flyers printed.
Yeah, great meeting, everyone. If you need me, I'll be putting my playlist together.
Hang on, I haven't declared the meeting over. Hey!
The spirit world is calm once more.
Oh, shut up, Susan.
It's Athena.
Then shut up, both of you.
Did you catch that? Your infiniteness. I've only come up with a groove-laden, speed-dating mega fundraiser. Be honest now, how does that sound?
Like six words that shouldn't be next to each other.
Speed dating's a great idea. People dating, but speed it up. Neat, eh?
Meeting hundreds of potential partners, it's preposterous. What happened to wandering lonely as a cloud for a couple of wistful decades, then marrying a frumpy cousin?
As you know, I'm committed to love coming about through face-to-face meetings, but for research purposes, I'm using technology. After all, online dating is how modern humans find a partner.
Oh, me.
Look, I'll show you. I log in here, click on that, and voila, my online profile. You see, I filled in my details. Education, hobbies, job.
I'm a high-flying CEO global strategist with a passion for private jets. When not with my Cambridge chums, I mess around with my Mensa mates.
Yeah, well, basically, the idea is to be better than you made them, your incredibleness. It's just words. Look, let me set up a profile for you. Then you'll see what I mean.
No, I don't know.
Come on, name?
You know my name.
Okay, so we type your name there. Age?
Infinite.
Yes, well, we'll have to shave a bit off that. Call it 38.
I'm the creator of the universe. I can't be 38.
39, then. Now, what about WLTM? Who would you like to meet?
Well, I don't mind. I'm God. I love everyone.
That could come across as desperate. I'll put strong intellectual type. Now, what about hobbies?
Well, I quite enjoy forest arranging.
Well, I put watching films, gaming and digital photography.
Smallbone, you're meant to be removing technology from the 21st century. Do you actually have any idea what's required to achieve that?
Music, your abundantness. I've been observing it for centuries.
Like Beethoven, you mean?
No, this is different. There'll be lights and smoke at the speed dating event.
Well, Beethoven had lights and smoke, although it was Napoleon shelling Vienna.
No, your enormity. My set is all killer, no filler. I can't go squeezing the Fifth Symphony between my Nolan's mashup and Agadoo. Ow! I mean, I'll start fixing the world right away, your magnificence. I'll raise the money for the youth centre roof and I'll bring true love to Camlington. You'll see. Oh, my backside. Ah, Toby, ready for the big push?
I was born ready, Smallbone. 130 chat-up lines committed to memory.
I meant handing out speed-dating leaflets. Anyway, I'm already an expert at chat-up lines. I say, can I live with you? And they say yes.
That would never work.
Oh, it worked with Tanya.
Yes, but that was pity. And you live in her garage. No, with Tanya, success hinges on a blend of classical romance spiced with forbidden fantasy. Something like, your eyes are deep oceans hinting at sunken treasure. Your lips, taste of cherries.
Hi, guys, I've got the speed dating flyers.
Tanya, you have sunken eyes and tasty cherries. Was that right, Toby? Toby, why are you looking at me like that?
Just take the flyers and go after fit, hot people, like... Oh, well, like him over there. Okay, see you later.
Right, here we go then. Madam, could I interest you in some interaction with a load of blokes? Ow! Ah, 2 hours well spent. That must be 1,000 leaflets handed out.
Yes, and most of them are screwed up in litter bins. It's a disaster, Smallbone. We're letting the youth club down. Oh, look, here comes Toby. By the look on his face, he's been getting the same answers I've been giving him since I met him.
57 no's, 18 go-aways, and one stop looking at my cleavage, you creep.
Smallbone, it's over. We'll just have to come up with something else.
No, I'll have another try. Just get me another batch of flyers and I'll sort it out.
You want flyers? Try any bin on the high street.
Recycle them, eh? I like it, Toby. Ah, there's some in that bin there. Right, there's a likely customer. Madam, you have 86% facial symmetry. That guarantees you lots of male interest. Come back. Your eyes are like 2 cherries in the ocean.
Smallbone, why are you hiding in an alley?
I didn't know that woman would call the police. Take a leaflet, sir. No?
Smallbone, if I were to put you between 2 turnips, there would be no odd one out.
Take a leaflet, sir. Could be a dream come true, assuming you dream about loads of women. Sir?
These people are far too busy on their phone, Smallbone, which is your fault. They spend all day working on computers across the road there, and frankly, it's a wonder they have time to think.
Fancy a date, madam? No? Oh, well, there's plenty more fish in the sea. Apart from the North Sea, obviously.
Ready to give up yet?
Well, giving up wasn't part of my plan.
Made in Chelsea wasn't part of mine.
Take a leaflet, sir. Madam? No? Who am I kidding? You're right, God, I've got no chance. These people spend all day over the road there and... Over the road? Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much for the massive tip-off, your abundantness.
The what? You mean I've helped you? Oh, for me's sake.
Ah, there you are, God. You said no one connected face-to-face anymore, and yet here we are with 500 people in a hall doing exactly that.
All right, Smallbone, don't show off. The night is still young and no one's found true love yet. I'm sure one of your regular disasters can't be far off now.
There'll be no disasters, God. All I have to do is press this klaxon every 60 seconds and make an announcement. Time's up. Change partners, please. Why not stick around, God, and watch me succeed? You'll be dead impressed.
Well, a minute or two then. That should be long enough for you to make a complete hash of it.
Smallbone, I don't understand. There are hundreds of people here.
How did you do it?
Those two office blocks over the road from the station? Full of people with no time for love? Huh? All leaving together at 5 p.m. looking miserable?
Of course. Inchbury Insurance and Strongfield Finance. One lot speed dating the other. Well done, Smallbone. You're learning from me without either of us even knowing it.
Yeah, that and our no-quibble money-back guarantee.
Our what?
Do you mean when they don't meet the person of their dreams, they get a refund? Are you insane?
Smallbone, I said you couldn't be trusted. Not only is the youth centre doomed, you've lumbered us with the cost of the hall, drinks and nibbles. And we're talking Marks and Spencer's canapes. They're not cheap. Look at the beef on that.
Stay positive, people. I'm sure we can make a measly 10 grand. Remember, if the youth club goes to hell, so do I.
Oh, well, best not waste the moment. 10 years, as it's a speed dating event, how about you and I?
No.
Perhaps that was a little too speedy.
Toby, we have to mingle and make sure people don't ask for a refund. So paste on a smile and get mingling.
That's the way, guys. Go get them.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
How do you do, Sarah? I'm Smallbone.
Wow, you're the first person here tonight who hasn't opened with a cheesy chat-up line.
Cheesy chat-up lines, not me. I'm the genuine article.
So, Smallbone, where are you from?
I'm from heaven, Sarah. No, don't go.
Ah, Smallbone, I can see it's going badly. I'd wait to see how many more women give you a slap, but I really must dash. Have to check on a galaxy with a wonky spiral. I assume you'll be ready to admit defeat when we next speak.
Quitting is for losers, God.
Exactly. So I'll pick you up in what, half an hour? The proprietor of The Other Place is looking forward to meeting you face to face, in person, mano a mano.
All change, everyone. All change.
Smallbone, can we?
Susan, what a great look. Hardly any clothes to speak of, but the green body paint more than makes up for that. Is that real foliage coming out of your...
Potential partners must see the real me.
Have you seen anyone you fancy?
Well, there was one possible, but his aura kept clashing with the disco lights.
Tanya's certainly getting into the swing of things.
Don't be jealous, Toby. They only get 60 seconds with her.
That's all I'd need. To impress her, I mean.
We should be mingling, Toby. Spreading the love. Ah, there's a likely couple. Hello, you two. Have you got around to discussing children and mortgages yet?
Toby, are you having a worthwhile experience?
How can I when Tanya's acting like a tart? I mean, that bloke looks far too suitable. Where's that klaxon? All change, all change. That's got rid of him. Oh, no, Tanya's next guy is even better looking. All change again. Nope, I don't like the look of this one either. Far too sporty. Winning smile. Nope. Intelligent glasses. Nope.
Hi, I'm Tanya. Oh, doesn't time fly when you're meeting new people?
Yes, we hardly get time to... I'm Charlie, by the way.
And I'm Tanya.
Oh, I've already said that, haven't I?
Tanya!
Are you looking for love, Tanya?
Oh, I'm just the person who came up with the whole idea, Charlie. You know, just an ordinary girl doing her best to bring love to others. Even if I never get to meet anyone myself because I'm just so busy making others happy. But are you local, Charlie? I think I've seen you here before. Hang on. You're Charlie O'Brien, the multi-millionaire environmentalist. You've single-handedly changed attitudes to peat bogs.
Single being the operative word.
Charlie, what an amazing sense of humour you have.
Are you all right, Toby? Have you got the button stuck?
Why is Tanya talking to that good-looking bloke? It's not right. Here, you take the blasted klaxon. I'm going over there to do what any red-blooded male would do. Reminder of the rules.
Careful, Toby. It could be true love.
Oi! The gobby bloke who sold me the ticket. I'm having a terrible time. Where's my 10 quid refund?
When you say terrible, could you quantify that?
I had some weird bird painted green trying to fondle my aura. Anyway, I thought it was a no-quibble refund.
Quibble? That's a funny word, isn't it? It's Latin, if I'm not mistaken. Ow! Careful with the suit. It's on hire.
I'd like a refund too. 5 seconds a partner is a complete con.
Are you sure? Or maybe you've fallen in love without having time to realise it.
I certainly haven't.
What about trying this bloke here then? I mean, he's not much to look at, but it gives you something in common.
Bloody cheek. Give me my tenner back.
I'll be right with you on that. Just have to do a bit of DJing first. Friends, lovers, let's crank things up with an old school classic. Hey, have an old tenny, you speed date each other at the same time. Super speed dating. Go on, give it a try.
Toby, this is not a convenient time to remind me of the rules of speed dating.
I'm sorry.
Well, the charity comes first. I'll switch partners. Maybe I'll see you later, Tanya.
Yes, later, Charlie. We can talk bog snorkeling.
You know the problem with men like him, don't you?
Yes, Toby. They're in short supply.
And now, let's rock to this worldwide mega hit love song. Yay! Shake that thang. Dangle that other thing. Get on down, then get off and get back up again.
Oh, I love whale song, and this is one of my favourite tracks. Smallbone, you are definitely in tune with the universal spirit.
Thanks, Susan. It's not easy with all these cold-hearted moaners from Strongfield Finance. Did I say that out loud?
Smallbone, what are you doing? The Strongfield Finance people are leaving, and they're roughing up Toby for refunds.
Get your hand out of my pocket, madam.
People of Strongfield Finance, don't leave. You're not really cold-hearted moaners. I meant Inchbury Insurance. They're the real killjoys.
Smallbone, now they're all leaving.
More music, yeah, more lights, more smoke.
All is not lost. I sense love among the 30, 20, among the 8 remaining souls.
8. We are so doomed. Worse still, Prince Charming's getting away. Charlie, don't go!
Smallbone! Stupid smoke machine has set off the sprinklers. No! People, don't leave. Stay and dance. Oh, it's only water. Come on, they'd go mad for this in Glastonbury.
Charlie, don't go. It's me. It's Tanya.
Oh, my foot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
First you sell me a ticket to a rubbish event. Then you wrench my shoe off.
Oh, let me get it for you. Oh, Charlie, you've got it.
Here you go, your shoe.
Thanks. Charlie, is that you?
Cindy.
Cindy? Oh, come on, really?
You look different. Stunning, in fact.
It's the dimmed lighting I arranged, Charlie. Did I mention that I organised all of this?
Charlie, I'm
so sorry about that day.
It's me who should be sorry, Cindy. I know we were only 16 back then, but I always hoped.
Me too. I would have Facebooked you if I'd known you'd felt the same way.
Oh, well, it's all ancient history under the bridge now, isn't it?
Charlie, it's raining.
Yes, just like on that day.
It's just the sprinklers.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, Cindy.
Oh, God.
Ah, there you are, Smallbone. One spiral galaxy fixed. How are things your end?
Could we talk later, God? I'm busy mopping up.
Yes, enjoy it. It'll be the highlight of the next 10,000 years.
I was convinced I'd bring love to the world and cash to the youth centre. I can't think what's went wrong.
Ah, here come your friends. I'll leave you to say your goodbyes. Try not to blub.
Smallbone, I had you down as a complete idiot. Now I feel the word complete was overdoing it.
You what?
I said one of us would find love. It was Smallbone, and through his dating plan, he found it for Charlie and Cindy.
Charlie was so chuffed, he's given us a check for the youth centre roof.
We've got the whole 10 grand? You know what this is, don't you?
Yes, a miracle!
Yes, well done, everyone. I couldn't have done it without you.
Love and cash. What a magic combination. I said it would work out, didn't I? God will be chuffed to bits. I just know he will. Come on, let's dance. It's party time. Ah, home sweet garage. And a nice bit of peace and quiet. Hello?
Ah, Smallbone.
God, you're on the phone.
Just testing these mobile thingies out, see what all the fuss is about. Can't understand half these functions. Why does Facebook keep asking what's on my mind?
Ah, you're calling to say well done. I know it was only one couple, but it was all done in the old-fashioned way. Huh? A chance meeting at a dance.
Yes, it almost doesn't count as a success, really.
Oh, no, I don't think we actually talked numbers falling in love, did we? And we did get the roof money. I reckon I've earned a spell back at HQ, your hugeness. What do you say? The old team reunited? I've got a whole stack of new ideas, some of them quite bold.
Well, what's that, Smallbone? I can't quite hear you. I think the signal's breaking up. Modern technology, can't trust it, you know.
The Best Laid Plans featured Ardal O'Hanlon as Smallbone, Jeff McGiven as God, Esther Smith as Tanya, Mike Wozniak as Toby, and Ruth Bratt as Susan. The supporting roles were played by Duncan Wisby and Ruth Bratt. It was written by Mark Dady, and the producer was Ben Warsfield. The programme was a Lucky Giant production for BBC Radio 4.